super creepy that the Japanese killer hornet can kill 30,000 honeybees dead. And the Japanese killer hornet's method of killing is ripping off the honeybees' heads. Mom, I think it's super creepy that the Japanese killer hornet likes to dismember bees, carrying off their thoraxes and abdomens and body parts that they please.
Oh, darling, I can see you find that super creepy, super creepy. Well, I can see you find that super creepy. But it's really not, my darling dear. The Japanese killer hornet is just trying to give its young children a balanced, nutrient-rich meal, just like I try to provide for you. It has a bad reputation, but if you look at it from the point of view of a mother's love, it's one of nature's gentle giants.
Dust mites share my bed. Mom, I find it super creepy that they feast on the flaked off skin cells I've shed. They cannot travel far to eat, Mom, so they reach out and they use their mouth like chopsticks. And they spend their entire life inside my bed. It's a simple life that meets their required logistics.
Oh, darling, I can see you find that super creepy, super creepy. Well, I can see you find that super creepy. But it's really not, my darling love. You see, dust mites need the warmth, food, and shelter that your bed provides them with. They need a safe place to raise their young and care for their elderly. So you sharing your bed is a gift to dust mite humanity.
Look just like cooked spaghetti noodles. And Mom, I find it super creepy that they live inside the stomach of our standard poodles. Mom, it's really super creepy there are roundworms crawling around our backyard. Mom, I'm pretty sure they live inside the cats too and inside our Saint Bernard.
Yes, dear, I can see you find that super creepy, super creepy. Well, I can see you find that super creepy. But, my sweet potato, it really isn't very creepy because worms, even roundworms, are part of God's family. And because they live inside our poodles, cats, and Saint Bernard, they're part of our family, too.
Mom, I think of super creepy chemicals in the drinking water. And climate change, Mom, is super creepy, how it's making the planet hotter. In fact, it's super creepy that people don't care, and they're so careless with things like what they bought, the environmental cost, or sweatshop labor. To these things, they give no thought.
Yes, I can see you find that super creepy, super creepy. Yes, I can see you find that super creepy. And darling, it really is. Human beings have caused so much devastation to the planet. It's really very super creepy and super creepy that we don't seem to change our ways and just keep going on like everything is normal. I think human psychology is super creepy, my dear.
Mom, when I think of all this super creepy creepy things in the world. I just can't hesitate to remember the really super creepy thing I saw on television last week, the presidential debate. Mom, it was so super creepy how Donald Trump said that his policies would back us. And then I saw him snicker and sneer and admit that he doesn't pay any taxes.
Yes, dear, I can see you find that super creepy, super creepy. Yes, my love, I can see why you find that super creepy.
His strongest trait was his temperament?
Yes, I did, darling. That was super creepy.
He had kind of a peculiar sense of geography, like he kept saying, I own property here.
Oh, I know. I own property here. I own property there.
Is it true he filed for bankruptcy 7 times, Mom?
Yes, my darling. It's super creepy.
Mom, there was one four-syllable word he said, and I didn't quite know what it meant.
Oh, darling, you must be thinking of braggadocious, which is not really a word. He made that up.
Wow, well, if all the creepy things that we've said, I wouldn't be hesitant to say that the creepiest is Donald Trump for president.
I can see we find him super creepy, super creepy. I can see we find him super creepy.
For the lesson, Mom, about what's super creepy and what isn't super creepy, I'm gonna go tuck in the roundworms and the bed bugs tonight.